Welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show, call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. I'm very excited to have our next guest with us. And you came across my radar, Tony, because I heard our fabulous farm babe, Pam Bianchi, do a story about this guy who's redoing rooms in his house using only products out of soybeans. And we'll get to that in just a second. But first, Calvin, we have an exciting new opener for this segment. Why don't you hit that for me?
Beyond the cheese.
We are going beyond the cheese this half hour, where we highlight an industry that's important to Wisconsin but doesn't get nearly as much attention as, say, the dairy industry. And that's why we're delighted to have our next guest with us. Tony Melanthin is on the United Soybean Board, and he is joining us now live on the stream. Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
Good morning. I am doing great, and I just want to say thank you for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. We really do want to highlight as many industries and as many businesses in Wisconsin that people may not necessarily appreciate just how important it is to our state. So we've talked to ginseng farmers. We've talked to cranberry growers. We talked to Wisconsin
nutmeg.
We talked to Wisconsin hazelnut growers. And I did not realize that soybean was an important part of the Wisconsin economy. So how do soybeans play in here?
Right. Well, like you said, we are a very important part of the economy. I don't have the exact dollar amount, but over 100 million bushels are grown in the state. You multiply that by a rough price of $13 a bushel, and that can give you the total dollars that we contribute to the economy. But as far as soybeans go, we like to, talk about ourselves as having soy solutions to just about everything. All the problems or all of our products that we use in the world, because we're such a diverse crop. We can be used for so many different things. The room makeover is one that you talked about. And I'd be glad to share a little more.
Well, I was literally driving in my car and I heard Pam Bianchi, who's going to be joining us on Wednesday, talking about soybeans, and this guy is redoing three rooms in his house out of items made entirely out of soybeans. And I thought, we got it. Oh, that's our guy. We got to talk to him. So how does that work, Tony?
Right. So the foundation of it is kind of back up to where you said I was on the United Soybean Board. United Soybean Board is just a collective of farmers. And every time you sell soybeans, 0.5% goes into the checkoff, we call it. And so it's our own money. And with our own money, we're investing in new uses and new products and innovation. And these are some of it. And then the whole room idea, we have these products out there, but my wife and I, we've been talking. We have two young girls, a third child on the way. And we just feel it's important for us personally to use products that we grow.
Yep.
And historically, when you talk about that with corn or soybeans, you really just talk about biofuels. I'm going to put E85 or E15 in my car. I'm going to use renewable diesel. But this takes it one step further. And some of the products we used in the nursery for the newborn, the mattress pad for the crib or the changing pad, it's a soy-based foam. A lot of the clothing are soy-based, blankets, soy candles, paints can be made out of soy, even carpeting instead of the adhesives are soy-based adhesives. So it's not necessarily to say the whole product is soy.
But still,
it's big. And some of the materials, we often go back to say plywood, but there's a lot of materials. There's a hempwood product where the adhesives to bond all this material together is soy-based, and it eliminates formaldehyde from having to be used. And so it really provides a cleaner, more sustainable solution to a lot of products and quite frankly, a lot of petroleum products that we're used to using.
And that was going to be my question, is trying to replace all these oil-based products with something that's going to be a lot easier on the environment, right?
Absolutely. And to take it outside of the room, we've invested and partnered with Goodyear on technology for it to be a soy-based rubber tire instead of petroleum. Same thing now, Skechers is using that technology for the soles of their shoes. So if you buy Skechers, you see Goodyear on the sole of the shoe, that's soy oil and that rubber instead of petroleum oil.
That's really cool.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. And it sounds like, so as you said, when you make a sale, a percentage of that goes to the United Soybean Board, and then you use that money basically for your own R&D. It's your own research and development.
Absolutely. That's the best way to put it. And we're coming out with a new study. Every 5 years, we assess how good are we at doing that? How good are we bringing value back to the farmer? And the last study was done. It was over $12 for every $1 invested gets brought back to the farm.
Wow.
So we are really, really good at coming together, collaborating. There's 77 farmers from across the United States that sit on this board, and we steer where the funding goes each year.
Tony Melanthin is our guest. He is a member of the United Soybean Board, and you are also, I assume, a soybean farmer here in Wisconsin, Tony.
Absolutely.
Is there one area of the state that is a great soybean soil?
Wisconsin's pretty diverse. Kind of that southern Wisconsin area grows the most bushels of soybeans, but then you get up into west central Wisconsin, that's where I'm from, and we grow, our yields per acre are probably similar to southern Wisconsin, not quite as good, but we don't have quite the amount of acres dedicated to it, but soybeans are grown throughout the entire state.
I did the math at, you said $13 a bushel?
Yeah.
Yep. It's about $4.3 billion.
Wow.
Yes.
In Wisconsin.
That's amazing.
So Tony, you had mentioned like the foam in the crib for the newborn and the carpeting that contains some soy. Is there somewhere where people can shop for those things specifically, or is it more? It is just a part of this product.
But probably a little bit of a combination. We do not have a platform yet where you can go and search for a soy-based, you know, carpeting. We don't have that yet.
Okay.
That is something we're putting together. You can go to ussoy.org/innovations, and they will talk about all the innovative solutions that we are bringing. Otherwise, the good old Google is pretty good as well. One thing for our daughters, we buy them soy crayons, instead of Crayola crayons. I mean, it really is such a unique crop with all the different uses that we can, we have it for.
So talk about some of those other uses, for soybeans.
As far as different products?
Yeah.
Cosmetics, the cosmetics industry is one that I think gets overlooked a lot. So the designer who graciously helped us with this, she brought our 5-year-old daughter, soy nail polish and nail polish remover. I mean, things that you didn't even know existed.
Seriously.
So,
That's fantastic.
So the cosmetics industry is one, that is really, you just don't think about, right? And, stuffed animals, clothing. There's a soy cashmere. It sounds too broad when I say everything can have soy in it, but it's true.
That's great.
I love that.
It is. That's great. Okay, I'm going to have to bring this up, and I'm not trying to make trouble.
Yep.
Soy milk.
Oh my God, Jane.
I have a problem. I have an issue.
No, she does. Okay. No, hold on, Tony.
I have a problem.
You stop right there, Jane. Tony, she doesn't have a problem with soy milk.
Okay.
She has a problem with the name soy milk. She insists it be called
soy juice.
Soy juice or nut juice, which gross. And second of all, This is America. You don't like it, don't drink it. Don't push this. Don't push your agenda on Tony, who's just trying to bring soy to our lives in a wonderful way.
Have a reasonable discussion.
No, you're causing trouble.
Yeah, about,
you're stirring.
About terminology.
You're stirring the muck up. You're stirring the muck up.
No, Tony. I'm great to talk about this. So, as far from my perspective, I don't really consume soy milk. I'll agree with you on that. But we're proud to have an alternative for people who maybe are lactose intolerant.
Absolutely.
Or other dietary preferences have it. As far as the naming of it, you know, that predates, you know, and honestly, maybe I'm not an expert in this, but I think a lot of it has to do with the FDA. And then allowing it, and then whether or not private industry labels it as that way. I totally understand the argument. I see it both ways, but we're really proud to provide that alternative. And internationally, we have a lot of buyers internationally who demand soybean varieties that are grown specifically for soy milk.
Oh, wow.
So thank you, Tony, for taking my side and declaring me the victor here. I appreciate it. Calvin, you heard it.
To make a big
everyone
fight.
Heard it. Andrew from Maine, Scott, you all heard this.
We had an authority here, and I thought I would ask him.
Yeah. Take this young man and just use him for your devices.
If you have a question for Tony, feel free to text it in at 844-967-2789. We're talking about all the wonderful uses of soybeans that are grown here in Wisconsin. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you for listening. Richland Center on WRCE. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Going beyond the cheese this half hour with Tony Melanthin, and we've been talking about soybeans. We're going to switch gears just a little bit. We were talking, Tony, about all of the different things made out of soy products and all the different uses, and there are new developments going on all the time, which are, it's very exciting, and it's an important crop in Wisconsin. That's why I wanted to switch over a little bit to tariffs, and tariffs that have been imposed by previous administrations. For people who do not understand tariffs, can you give a little explainer on what this means for consumers?
Right. So first, I do need to preface this with saying these are, you know, I'm not representing any organization when I talk about this. This is Farmer Tony talking.
Sure.
Boy, like that.
So tariffs are essentially just a trade tool for some countries, but really essentially a trade barrier from doing business with other countries. Most notably when it comes to soybeans is China. You know, some tariffs that were put on for products from some of their industries coming in and then retaliating specifically against agricultural products. It's been almost 6 years since the start. And it's hard to believe it's been that long.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So again, speaking very broadly, from my understanding, prices tend to go up for consumers when tariffs are imposed.
Yes, absolutely. It's just raising the cost of that product. I mean, someone has to eat that cost. And I think we all know at this point, the person who ultimately pays that price is the consumer.
Right.
There could be all kinds of speak or all kinds of talk about how, no, the consumer doesn't pay. The bottom line is that's typically propaganda. It's the consumer who pays.
And how does this affect farmers and farmers' yields and farmers' ability to sell their soybeans if we're dealing with a tariff situation?
Right. Well, speaking specifically to selling our products, you know, the retaliatory tariffs from China went on April 1st of 2018. We saw a downward revision of prices by approximately $2 a bushel or 20%. From then, we've regained some market share into China, but not nearly as much as we had. And I think the important point to make is even with the changing of administrations, those tariffs never went away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people have been asking that question, why?
Yeah. I mean, they just kind of stopped being talked about.
Right.
But they're still there. And if you want to, you know, want some information or look up something crazy, look at South American planted acreage for both corn and soybeans in the last 6 years. And they've always been going up. They've always been tearing up rainforest and pasture and make, but instead of, you know, kind of a flatter gradual increase, it's gotten steeper. And so we've really just intensified our competition globally. Why it's not being talked about as much, I don't know if it's just old news. However, I do know shortly after, President Biden was elected, I was able to be in a meeting with Catherine Tai, who's the USTR ambassador. And this has been about 5 years now, but she was essentially saying that the previous administration's stance on China wasn't wrong. Their way of going about it was wrong.
Yeah.
And I guess from my perspective, what it seems to be what's happening is that changed it from kind of a front lines war where you can, you know the casualties, you know who's on the front lines, to kind of a cold war where it's very, very hard to assess the damages and who's getting, who's bearing the brunt of the damages and whatnot. So the assessment's a little harder.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to talk to you. And we've been planning on talking about tariffs for a while, because again, they were instituted under Donald Trump, but they remain in place under President Biden.
Yeah. And I think that one of the reasons, Tony, when you say, why aren't these being revised? Why aren't people looking at them? I think it's, from my point of view, it's simple. This isn't a sexy issue. It's not abortion. It's not border control. It's not gun control. It's not this, that.
It's hard to fearmonger over soybeans.
Because you have, well, it's also hard. It's hard to also with the tariffs, because you have to explain what tariffs are, make sure people understand what they are. But what you did was very simple. It causes the prices to increase, and those increases get passed along to the consumer. And in a day and age of tariffs and then supply chain issues and just the regular price increases that happen regardless, we're getting kind of kicked three times. And then you say also, and I think it's important to note as a farmer, you have a hard time getting your product into other countries, which has a direct effect on your bottom line as well. So, you know, it's worth a discussion for individuals to come to the table and say, all right, how do we get our message across without basically putting the boot on the American people? Because that's what's really happening.
Right. And so from the farmer perspective here, I can speak to what we're seeing. You know, before 2018, the United States and Brazil were always kind of jockeying for that world's top U.S. or world top soybean exporter.
Right.
And we were kind of going back and forth for a few years. And now this last year, they're going to export twice as many soybeans as we do. And now last year, for the first time ever, they were the world's leading corn exporter. They surpassed the United States.
Wow.
So, they are really being aggressive. And some of that, or a lot of that, is them just bringing new acres into production. They say it's pasture, but a lot of what they're doing is they'll turn rainforest into pasture for X amount of years, and then that pasture gets converted to cropland. So they can say they're not growing it on rainforest.
Yeah, that's a whole, we could do a whole show just about that.
But it's also for the fact they also do not have tariff barriers placed on them.
Correct. I mean, they don't. And then you can look at geopolitically, BRICS is, you know, agriculture plays a large role into that BRICS alliance that's out there. Mm-hmm. And they're not necessarily our allies who are in that alliance. Right.
Well, and to assume that just because the prices have gone up, that say the Chinese market is just going to accept it and go, oh, okay, well, we'll pay that. No, they went someplace else where they could get them for less.
Absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful discussion, Tony. It's been very insightful. You are welcome to come back anytime you guys invent something new out of soybeans. We want to be the first people to hear about it.
Absolutely.
Tony Melanthin has been our guest. We've been going beyond the cheese, talking about soybeans in Wisconsin. Thank you so very much, Tony. Really appreciate your time. Stay with us. We have news coming up next. Also, an Entertainment Minute with Pete Schwabe. And when we return, it's a good one. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, we shall be on the board. Thank you for listening in La Crosse on WLCX, the Eagle.
Have a sound.
Do we have an Eagle sound?
There's an Eagle sound in the clip, in the file.
We'll give Calvin a second to find the Eagle clip. Just a reminder, Maggie Dawn, the one and only Maggie Dawn, her show premiering today across the network, 2 to 4 p.m. You've been catching Maggie from 6 to 7 p.m., certainly for about the last year or so. But she is coming daily, starting today, 2 to 4 p.m., the wonderful Maggie Dawn. She is so accomplished. She is so brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
If only she had had a little bit of ambition, she might have amounted to
something. Yeah, it's just too bad. What a
slacker.
I guess.
I'm going to be on today with Maggie from 3 to 3:30.
That's going to be a rambunctious discussion.
It should be a lot of fun.
Be a lot of laughing.
It should be. If you ever want to join us, you can call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Pasty.
Or leave up comments on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Greg Bach, this is something we've been planning to talk about for a while.
Yeah.
And just things always... Something happens, or the news is breaking, or there's something else.
The news.
I know the news is newsing, but we had a little time today, so I wanted to talk about something that you purchased online that you only need one of at a time.
Kicking my feet for this one,
and yet you continually get ads for the same thing for months after you purchase this item.
Yeah,
and I bring this up for a very specific reason, and I have to qualify this.
Soy milk.
No, I have to qualify this with just a little explainer.
Okay.
I'm from a funeral family. Our father was a mortician.
Okay. Was that a family tradition? Like, is he like second or third generation? He just decided to do it.
Yeah, he decided to do it on his own.
Okay.
So, and we lived upstairs.
Yep.
And we have a different sense of humor regarding death.
Yeah.
Because of how we grew up.
I would say you have a sense of humor about death that is like most stand-up comedians. Most stand-up comedians have, but go on.
So when I explain this,
mm-hmm.
please don't be offended. And if you've had a recent loss in your family, maybe this isn't the right time for you to listen, because I really don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Be offended.
But this struck me and my family as absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
So tragically, last September, at the beginning of September, we lost one of my brothers, passed away.
Yes. Yes.
And it was my job to buy the urn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when my brother was in the hospital and we were talking about this and he was very, very ill. And again, we're a funeral family.
Yeah.
He's like, don't spend a lot of money on an urn.
Yeah.
I want a cheap one. It's like, all right, I'll shop around and see what we find. So I go online after he passed and I'm looking and I find what I think is reasonably priced, stylish urn.
What color was it?
It was blue and silver.
I should say, what color is it?
Actually, one of the reasons why I bought it is because it had 15 positive reviews. It's the truth. It had 15 positive reviews. And all I could think of is, I think the wrong people are leaving the reviews. Because if the right people were leaving the review would read something like, comfortable but dusty.
Doesn't leak.
or cramped, could use a view. Anyway, so...
Too dark.
Yeah, too dark.
No window.
Could use lighting.
Yeah.
So I select this urn, and we have the service, and it was lovely. I am still getting advertisements for urns. How many do you need?
Well, friends and family, how many?
Are we supposed to move him on a daily basis so he can be in a different one every day?
Ooh, that'd be cool. Like a monthly one.
Urn of the Month?
Urn of the Month Club.
I'm getting advertisements from Urn World. I only need one of these at a time. How many urns do you think one person is buying at a time? Unless you're a serial killer. I know there are other things that people have purchased that you only need one of at a time, and yet you are still, months after this, these ads are showing up in all, it doesn't matter where I go on the web.
I want to believe that, like, Urn World is run by a guy named Ernie, but that beats mine. I wanted to get a smartwatch.
Okay.
And I looked at one smartwatch commercial on Instagram, and then for the next 3 months, almost every single commercial or ad that scrolled onto my anything was a smartwatch.
Even though you had one.
Well, then I finally bought one, and I'm like, all right, this will fade away. Nope.
No.
No. It's between that, and I think it listened to us when we were talking about our sleeping conversation with Dr. Lyerly, because now... I get commercials, because it's listening right now, for mouth guards for sleeping that adjust your jaw a little bit so it lets the air...
So you don't snore?
So you snore less, and it's just absolutely crazy. And the thing is, you'd see one, you'd be like, oh, this must be a good one. Then you see 12 others, you're like, oh, which one is junk? Which one is good? Do I even know? If I buy a mouth guard and I take it home and I still snore, is what a waste of... And they're like $30 to $100.
You're joking.
No. No.
$100?
Yeah. For basically a football mouth guard.
844-967-2789. 844-96.
Pasty.
Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter.
Texts are coming in now.
What is something that you bought that you only need one of? And yet now you are still being inundated with ads for this product. 844-967-2789. Scott from St. Louis is on the line. Good morning, Scott. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. So I already left a comment about laptop luggage set and a printer, but then I realized I think in 2021, I was inquiring about a car from a dealership. Didn't end up getting the car, went somewhere else. I am still getting texts and emails to buy a car from that dealership 3 years later.
3 years.
Yep. And you unsubscribe to them. You cancel. You say, don't contact. And like, no problem. Like emails. I try to all the time. I try to go through my junk emails and unsubscribe to all of them. And what they do is they sell your information to other people. So that, especially political ads.
Oh, yeah.
you're like, oh, Gary, whatever, Jackson from Indiana. I don't live there, so I can't vote for you anyways. Unsubscribe. Cool. Gary's going to sell it to 5 other candidates around the country.
Thank you. Go ahead, Scott. Sorry.
For a few months. Yeah, I lived in South Carolina for a few months, and I've been getting Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis texts. I don't live there. I haven't lived there in over a year.
Thank you so much, Scott, and thank you so very much for listening. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. If you have ordered one thing that you only need one of at a time, and yet you continually get ads for this thing, what is it? 844-967-2789. Mark from Prairie du Sec. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Yeah, well, it's not just that, because the car thing, you look up something, look up a new car price, and all of a sudden you're getting inundated with ads. But it's not just that. You must check something out. And I continually get in my news feed, that the latest news from Great Britain or from, or for some other country that you have to actually look at the article that made it see that it's not about United States politics. It's about, English politics. The latest, the foreign minister in Great Britain is done something they find untoward. And unless you actually look at the article, you just see the headline, you might get the impression that something had happened here. I mean, it is just this is AI, I suppose, that at its worst. That this is, and it's going to get even worse. I mean,
you're probably not wrong, Mark. Thank you so very much for calling in, Mark. Always appreciate you listening.
PJ Schlomer says on the live stream, never unsubscribe, block and report them as spam.
Because unsubscribing is not going to do it.
No, exactly. Smart, PJ.
Texter listening in Madison on WMDX. Items you only need one of reminds me of the fake commercial from Weird Al's Spatula, Spatula yeah. City. They sell spatulas. That's all.
That's all they do. that's a great, great movie.
Spatula City.
Yeah. We got another text from Andrew from Maine. But to topic, since signing with the new fiber internet provider for my new residence, about half my ads are for that provider. How many accounts do I need?
I know. It's maddening.
Yeah.
It is.
It's absolutely, I'm with you. I got your thing. Leave me alone. Call me in 5 years.
Well, now after some of these calls, I'm assuming I'm going to be getting ads for Earn World for the next 3 years. So
if anything, they should be giving you a discount for referrals. Because that's the funny thing. When we bought Maybell, they gave us, they're like, here's your referral code. Do you know how many people I can convince to buy a dog? None.
But I could be spokesperson for Earn World.
That'd be, oh my gosh. Jane Mattinair. Matt and Earn.
Matt and Earn. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What is one thing you purchased and you only need one of them at a time, and yet you are still getting ads over and over and over again? Scott McKellen checking in on the live stream. Laptop, luggage sets, and a printer. All things I've subsequently received months of ads after purchasing. They drive you crazy.
Yeah. I also like Scott's comment. Jane's love for birds has turned her part eagle. Calvin, do we have that sound? There it is. The majestic eagle.
If you're listening in La Crosse on WLCX, the eagle.
It sounds like it's saying Jane.
Nice, Calvin.
Jane.
That was nice. And again, I brought this all up. We lost one of my brothers last year. He is greatly missed.
Yeah.
But again, coming from a funeral family, we find odd things funny.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting to talk about this for a while because, again, I purchased one urn after my brother passed, and now I get ads every day.
Can I? I think it's a great thing that you have a fun, irreverent attitude towards those topics. And if it's from the fact that you were in a mortician's family, I think that's great. That's how it is being a comedian, honestly. Can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
This weekend we had our headliner, Nicole Amy Schreiber. Check her out. She was amazing. And we were sitting all back there and we were talking, and In that space of the five of us, I think four of us had experienced a parental loss. And so we're just, you know, we're just dark by nature on top of being a comedian.
Right.
And Nicole has a piece about cancer and her friend was there and she's like, she goes, you can't end on cancer. And I just turn and go, why not? My dad did. And the whole room just stopped, looked at each other and went, yeah. If that is how you get through, that's how you do it, in my opinion.
For some of us, it is a coping. Humor is a coping mechanism. And it's not everyone's cup of tea. And I absolutely respect that. And I can absolutely understand that. This is just one of the ways that my family relates to each other.
Yes.
And works through those things. So thank you so very much, everybody, for checking in on that. You can still leave a comment on the live stream or call or text at 844-967-2789. Jeff has a comment on the live stream. I always use an alternative browser when I'm shopping or searching. Then ads never show up in my main browser. That's a really good point, too. All right, stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. Call or text 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Pasty. And you know why I'm saying that, Jane?
Why is that?
It's pasty day.
Go have a good pasty.
Yep.
There's nothing quite like a good pasty.
Tasty.
If you can find a good one. We have been talking about things you purchased online where you only need one of them, and yet you are inundated with these ads for years and years and years afterwards. And we brought this up. My family, mortician's family. Dad was a mortician. We grew up upstairs. We lost one of our brothers last year, tragically. And I picked out his urn online, and now I'm still getting ads from Urn World on a daily basis, because I don't know, he needs a change of scenery or something. I don't know how many urns you need at one time.
I mean, honestly, they're probably gonna be like, well, you got other siblings, and we know that's that, because we're the internet.
That's true. You got four other siblings, yeah, left. Why don't you buy
matching?
Buy in bulk.
Matching.
Something.
The Matt and Urns.
844-967-2789. We have some text.
Oh, yeah, we do. Carmela from Milwaukee. I immediately thought of the scene in The Big Lebowski where dude is about to be charged for an urn at the funeral parlor, so he buys a coffee can and spreads his friend's ashes. I continually get solar panel advertisements. I do not recall ever looking for solar panels. I swear out loud, an interest in something and miraculous, I get ads for it. Can we just say Big Brother is listening? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Your phone, computer.
Everywhere.
Everything is listening to you.
Everywhere.
Stop being surprised by that.
Yeah. And if you were worried about there being a chip in the vaccine so they could follow you.
Right.
I got news. There, you're already being followed.
That's like when people are like, the CIA is listening to our calls. Of course they are.
844-967-2789. Just a couple of minutes left. If you want to chime in on this, Brian from Iguanago, listening here on WAUK, a toilet seat. I'm a renter, and I needed one singular replacement, and now all I hear are all I get are ads about toilet seats. Well, thank you, Brian. That's
amazing. Andrew from Maine on the live stream, just a beautiful joke here for the initiated. Buy urns for all the Marvel characters who were lost at the end of Infinity War and call it Age of Urntron.
That's got potential.
You're mixing your movies up a little bit. I don't know.
That's got potential.
That's a pass for a second draft, I'd say.
We have Tom from Grafton is on the line joining us, 844-967-2789. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for listening. What do you want to say?
Hi. Well, I'd made the mistake of giving $20 to a police organization, and oh my God, I get things in the mail. I get calls. At some point, I was getting like 2 or 3 calls a day, and I kept telling them, no more calls, no more, and it just kept going, and now it's EMTs and firefighters, and it's just, and then I looked into the company that I gave the $20, so here they're out of Florida, and they're a scammer, and only like 13% goes to the actual police car.
Yeah, there is, and they are relentless, Tom. You're absolutely right. Thank you so much for calling.
There is a fantastic documentary on HBO about this.
About those kinds of organizations?
Specifically, a scam caller group that works and says, we're part of the firefighters or police officers. It's crazy
a scam.
Pants.
Yeah. Eric from Lodi checking in on the text line. Do you think Trump still gets ads from wherever he got Melania? Ooh.
Ooh, sick bed. Get the shit. Take him to the hospital. Which floor? The burn unit.
844-967-2789. Agnes is joining us. Good morning, Agnes. What's up? Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. I bought a walk-in jacuzzi, a bathtub, and shower 5 years ago, and I still get the ads all the time.
How many of those do you need, Agnes?
Just one.
One is good, right? One is pretty good. I know. They're just relentless with you.
Yeah.
Maybe they think you're going to be moving soon.
No.
Not moving anytime soon. All right. Let us know where you live. We'd love to come over for a little hot tub. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Agnes. Thank you for calling. Gary from Sussex, thank you for your patience. Gary, what do you want to say?
I'm a heating HVAC guy. And I was working at a company, and there's like 50 little cubicles, and I'm working in that area. They're above them. Above the ceiling. And I'm listening to these people trying to get money. And this was based in Milwaukee. And the guy answers the phone, or he calls up people and he says, hi, ma'am. My name is Sheriff Gary Buford calling from the Texas Rangers. How are you doing today, ma'am? And it goes on and on and on and on. Then he asked for money. Well, could you donate $100 towards the slain officers, children's, education fund, and it goes down lower and lower and lower. Finally, it gets down to like $20 because they beat these people up so bad. I get off the phone and I said, Sheriff Gary Buford, what is it? Well, it sounds good, right?
So they just
gigantic scam.
Yep, and they know they're scamming and they don't care.
And he told me that they take in, let's say it's $100. They take in 90. They give 10% to the charity. The guy who collects the money, he gets 30%.
Wow.
And then the rest of the company gets 60, and that's how they make their money. And I'm telling you, it's a scam. And when people do call you up there, you have to ask them, are you being paid for soliciting money for this company? If you are, I just hang up.
And you ask them.
Thanks so much, Gary. Or otherwise, make sure it stays locally.
You make sure you ask them how much money they're going to get. And also, seriously, on Max, watch Telemarketers. That documentary will blow your mind.
It's been a great, great show today. Thank you, everyone. We had wonderful guests. And thank you all for listening and for calling and for texting. Don't forget the premiere episode, Maggie Dawn Show, today at 2 p.m. all across the Civic Media Radio Network. I will be joining Maggie at 3 o'clock. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay right here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.